This is a Gulf Stories moment, made possible by the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Well, hello again, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another Gulf Stories moment. My guest today is Mike Myrie, the CEO of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network, and we're going to be talking about the SBDC's recently launched cybersecurity risk program for small businesses. Mike, thanks for coming back on the show.
Well, it's great to be here, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, great. Sir. I always want to kind of set at the base here. Firstly, when you say small business, what is a small business? I know that's a tricky question sometimes.
It is a tricky question. You know, believe it or not, there's actually over 1,000 definitions for a small business.
I don't think we have time for all of them.
We do not. So the most common definition that actually is used is businesses with fewer than 500 employees. Hmm. But I think the most important thing to understand is that 99% of all businesses in Florida are small businesses.
Wow. Is that a higher ratio than other states?
It is slightly higher. Yeah. I mean, Florida has a significant dependence upon its small businesses. So per capita, actually, Florida is second in the country as it relates to the number of small businesses.
Okay. So we're talking about cybersecurity and cybersecurity attacks. What are some common ways that small businesses specifically fall victim to cybersecurity attacks?
You know, some of the more common in some of these terms that may have been heard by the listeners, you know, is the term phishing with a PH, you know, and those are, fake posts or emails. I think we all receive them day in, day out, you know, click here. And really what they're trying to do is steal your personal information, your login information. I think it's really shocking to me is that 70% of internet users actually choose the same password and login information for all of their internet accounts. Mm. So that is one of the easiest ways to actually protect yourself is to, you know, change your passwords and logins.
Yeah. Wow.
But another is the malware, you know, and this is the malicious software that gets mm-hmm. downloaded onto our computers. And what we often hear about is the ransomware. You know, that's the thing that holds your data or your computer hostage and, you know, often is demanded a payment in order to release that information.
Mike, are small businesses at particular risk more so than larger corporations or businesses to cybersecurity risk?
Sadly, they are because, you know, simply they just don't have the resources or the wherewithal to really protect themselves the way big businesses do.
Sure.
And cyber attacks against small businesses have been, you know, really increasing at an exponential rate. You know, just over the past year, they've increased over 400%.
So tell me about the new Cybersecurity Basics for Small Businesses program that the SBDC has launched. I know you're very proud of this.
We are very excited about this, you know. So Congress has really charged the America's SBDCs to create greater awareness and education for small businesses across the country. In Florida, you know, we like to lead and take charge there. So a few years ago, we created the Bite Size program, worked with Ridge Global, which is a international cybersecurity, cyber resiliency company owned and operated by Thomas Ridge, who is and was the first Homeland Security Secretary. Utilizing their knowledge, we've now built off of that to create this new cybersecurity program. And what we do is we've created the Cybersecurity Basics for Small Business. And we've developed a cybersecurity risk assessment because it's important first and foremost to understand what your risks are.
Right.
Once you understand what your risks are, then we have this online at no cost training program, a self-paced training program for small and medium-sized business owners and those that work for small and medium-sized business owners to understand what their cyber risks are.
So, Mike, you're talking to a lot of people. As you said off the top, 99% of the businesses in Florida are small businesses. I know people listening right now are highly piqued and want more. Where do they go? How do they get information about this?
Absolutely. Well, to get information, go to our website, floridasbdc.org. Right from there, click on cybersecurity, and you'll be able to access our full suite of services and learn more about the services you can access.
Have you found that small businesses are paying more attention to this? I mean, it seems like maybe everybody is. Has this become something that everyone is kind of putting at the top of the list of important?
I wish I could say absolutely yes. Mm. I think we're making traction, creating greater awareness, but I think a lot of small and medium-sized businesses are not necessarily thinking of themselves at a great threat yet. So we want to continue to create our awareness and have them think cyber resiliency.
And this cybersecurity risk program, no doubt, will go a long way toward that. We've been talking to Mike Myrie, CEO of the Florida SBDC Network. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For more Gulf Stories moments, visit wuwf.org/podcast or go to the podcast page of npr.org.